I don't, it's immaterial in from a legal perspective that it's a military funeral. I realize that the Phelps actually target military funerals. They do that partly as a part of their religious theology, because they believe events of national tragedy reflect God's retribution. Right. And so that's one of the reasons they pick events, large sort of public events that we've seen of national tragedy, and that's one of the reasons they also pick military funerals. But many funerals take place in what you would consider to be a public space. A church is a public space, even if it actually takes place indoors. Cemeteries are even more public because they're outside, right? So lots of even private funerals, right, people people you've never heard of actually take place in public spaces. And so the court's doctrine doesn't really distinguish among public figures and private figures in that sense. What it looks at is where the protesters are standing and where the audience is in terms of how you can regulate speech in public places. It's really clear, actually, that funeral goers and mourners have a right to exclude protesters from the actual funeral ceremony. So, you know, if you were in a cemetery, even a public cemetery, you would have the right, while you are occupying that space, to keep the protesters out of the actual ceremony. You could have the right to keep them out of a building that you are occupying. So the real issue here is the extent to which you are allowed to regulate protesters who are standing on public property, where they have a right to be as a general rule, when they are not intruding on the ceremony that's taking place in that private space. And that's really what the focus of the case was about.